administration has ever achieved before. And what do I get out of it? Tell me. I get impeached.
U.S. President Donald J. Trump contemplating the irony of it all, with his supporters last night very much agreeing. The president's lawyers on Monday assailed the impeachment case against him as a dangerous perversion of the Constitution, asserting he did absolutely nothing wrong in pressing Ukraine to launch investigations to benefit himself politically. In a legal brief a day ahead of the first substantive session of President Trump's impeachment trial in the Senate, lawyers called the Democrats' case against him a constitutional travesty and said the Senate should swiftly acquit him of the two articles of impeachment he's facing. AP correspondent Eric Tucker.
We heard this a little bit yesterday from Alan Dershowitz during a series of television interviews. They contend that in order for there to be an impeachable offense, it has to correspond to an actual crime. And they said none of what the president is accused of doing by the Congress is criminal conduct. There are a lot of legal scholars who suggest that that's actually not true. That's not a requirement at all for high crimes and misdemeanors. And the Democrats have rejected that idea as a non-starter as well.
Democratic lawmakers had earlier said it was clear that the evidence overwhelmingly establishes that the president is guilty of both charges. The Trump lawyers in their 110-page filing said the president was conducting normal foreign policy affairs in dealing with Ukraine's President Zelensky. Pakistan hosted high-level talks with the United States on Monday to review steps Islamabad has taken to choke funding sources to terrorist groups. The two sides, officials say, also discuss ways to increase bilateral trade. U.S. Principal Deputy Assistant Secretary Alice Wells led her delegation in meetings with senior Pakistani officials at the Ministries of Interior and Commerce to formally begin her four-day visit. This is VOA News. Iraqi officials say six Iraqis, including two police officers, were killed and scores were wounded in Baghdad and other cities on Monday in clashes with security forces. Iraqi security forces fired a tear gas and live rounds during clashes with anti-government protesters to disperse the crowds. The clashes prompted authorities to close key streets and thoroughfares leading to the Iraqi capital center. Thousands of gun rights activists, including armed militia members, rallied peacefully Monday in the capital of the southeastern U.S. state of Virginia in opposition to proposed gun control regulations. Despite fears the rally could turn violent, the protest ended without reports of incidents or arrests. Terry Kissimore says she came to the rally in Richmond to show her support for gun rights.
I believe in the Second Amendment. I believe that we have the right to arm ourselves. Not only to protect ourselves, but to guard our country against any kind of tyranny, a tyrannical government, or anything like that.
Gun control supporters are also at the rally. Michael McCabe, a Virginia organizer for March for Our Lives, says gun control is a very personal issue for young people.
We're really here to be present in the legislature, to make our voices heard, to underscore our majority, and also to underscore the moral urgency that we have as our generation unduly affected by gun violence.
Reporters at the rally say the mood was mostly festive, with demonstrators chanting USA, USA. Many in the crowd wore clothing with slogans supporting President Donald Trump. For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. Britain's Prince Harry broke his silence over the decision he and his wife Meghan had made to step back as senior members of the royal family. Now, it was a decision that he said brought him great sadness.
The decision that I have made for my wife and I to step back is not one I made lightly. It was so many months of talks after so many years of challenges. And I know I haven't always gotten it right, but as far as this goes, there really was no other option.
Harry paid tribute to his grandmother, Queen Elizabeth, referring to her as his command. Coronavirus that's plaguing a region of China and has World Health Organizations on edge. In just a few days, the central Chinese city of Wuhan confirmed 136 new cases of the pneumonia-like virus, akin to the SARS virus that killed nearly 800 people globally 17 years ago. I'm Joe Palca. VOA News.
Great news. It's VOA with all the latest hits.